Well, good evening. Didn't expect to see you here tonight. No, absolutely. I mean, we're makes complete sense. We're both studying the same play, and there's a production in town, just, you know, same performance, and bumping into each other in the lobby, reserving really overpriced wine for the interval. I mean, wow. And that's just the house. No. Hey, it would be wrong not to sample the delicate flavors that the theatre has to offer. So yes, and yes, have to reserve it in advance, or it won't be there if the bar is full, which I imagine it may be, depending on the quality of the performance. Where are you sitting? Oh, wow. Those are good seats. I'm right at the back of the gods because I'm a student. Like you, not implying that you're not a student. Obviously, you're also a student, just a student who is clearly not as impoverished as I. Not that that's a bad thing. I mean, you having the money to afford the good tickets, that's fantastic. That's brilliant. I'm very glad that you can do that. I'm not turning up my nose at you. Why do we say that? Turning up our nose. It's like who actually twists their nose? Is that a thing? Was that used? It probably was a thing once upon a time. They have special student seats. The lecturer sorted out special seats. When did he say this? In the lecture? Oh. Yeah, I kind of missed the last sort of 10 minutes of that one. Well, it wasn't because I was asleep. I was just daydreaming. What was I daydreaming about? It was about lighting design. Yeah, I mean, it's very important to have a good lighting design for your production, and, you know, still hoping to do that advanced directing course in the final year where we get to something on the school theatre. So, yeah, lighting my imaginary production of Richard III. It's my favourite play. Well, yes, we'll have to sort of cut it down a lot because we only get an hour, and it's uncut. It's about four of them, isn't it? But I, you know, after now is the winter. Who really cares? You know, that's kind of. I mean, I might do a different play. You know, we are just freshmen after all, and things can change before then. Oh God, there we go. It looks like the bell for the show. I will go upstairs to my seat, and let's meet up in the interval. That would be. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes, the small glass of red over there, that's mine. No, not in a hurry, just wanted to make sure I got it before. Hey. Well, that was certainly a performance. Half a performance. Actually, it's my first time seeing this particular play. I wasn't aware that there were so many decapitations in Seneca's Oedipus. I didn't think any happened at all. Ah, I mean, that would make sense. It being a metaphor for incest, because to have incest with your mother, obviously you would lose your, you must be off your head, you must have lost your head. Yes, that's what I mean. Oh, right. Yes. Yes, it would mean. I see. I mean, it's a very choric production, isn't it? Very, very, very metaphorical. I confess, I thought we were seeing Sophocles' Oedipus. That was my original thought. Because... yeah, same story, very different plays. I'm getting that now. Sophocles being all about the irony and the poeticness and stuff, and Seneca being mostly about blood and boning mummy, I guess. That was a terrible way to say that. Well, they've certainly brought out the maternal incest aspect of it. Yes, and the patricide. They really went for that, didn't they? And he hasn't even found out he's got... how would they made it so long that it runs with an interval? It's meant to be an hour, isn't it? Right. I see. I mean, creative license is definitely a thing. Right, so that was everything but the last act. So the second half is going to be just the last act. How are they going to do that? I suppose you wouldn't know. Of course. No, sorry, I'm not interrogating you. Your drink, yes, you must get your drink. I will get you your drink. Which is yours? The champagne, really? yes. That one there for the lady. Yeah. How? Don't tell me there was a special deal the lecture organized for champagne, because that, okay, good. No, that you just bought because you like champagne. That's nice. Is it good? No, you please don't. couldn't have some of your champagne. That would be awful. That'd be so rude of me. Germs. All that. No, I'm not saying that you have germs. I wouldn't want to catch. What I'm trying to say is you wouldn't want my germs. Because no, not that I'm infected. That's not it either. I'm not much of a drinker. Champagne goes right to my head, and I usually end up getting some massive erection at 7 o'clock at night. Why the fuck did I say that? I'm very glad you're laughing. what can I say? Actually, you know, this is quite standard for when I'm around someone I fancy the pants. When I'm around someone I didn't expect to see, I get flustered and blur things out. Brain didn't. What did I mean by fancy the pants off? I would imagine that was obvious. That's awkward. I know we haven't talked a huge amount, but I've seen you a lot, and oh, well, that's a very awkward moment to have to go back to our seats. Maybe I should explain myself, but no, you're going, are you? Okay, all right, bye. nearly out. Get out of here and bury my head in the sand and never think about this play again. Because my God, that was cry. Yo. Yes, I just said yo. That was the word that my brain went with. What did I think? I thought it was an event that happened. Why do I think the director chose to have the last act performed 8 times in different ways? That's a good question. My answer would be because he's mad, or pretentious, or both. I've heard it's a reasonably common thing with things like. Oh, thank God! I'm so glad you agree with me. It was yes. Wow. Well, we'll certainly have lots to write about. We will for the essays. Yeah, I have no idea at all. The fifth time when he had all the men naked with blindfolds tied around their. Well, I have no idea why they did that. Something metaphorical, I imagine. Something Artodian. Yes, yes, yes. It was quite Artodian. It kind of reminded me of Le Jet de Sang. Yeah, I study Arto. Yes, just because he was, you know, balls to the wall mad doesn't mean that he didn't have some incredible insights that have influenced the whole future of theatre from when he was... I don't know, actually. I don't think he would have liked that one too much. I think it was trying too hard. He kind of was more about it sort of being organically bonkers in the way that would, you know, reach total man. That was... I mean, you can't communicate past the ego into the, you know, billowing oceans of the subconscious when you're thinking so much about which of the men has the tightest blindfold around. Yeah, exactly. The whole thing was meant to hit on a totally different level, to release the total man from... Well, thank you. I'm glad you like hearing me being nerdy. I did say something in the interval, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I was really hoping that all the blindfolded wangs were going to make you forget about that. Yes. I think you're amazing. I mean, yes, the hair is part of it. I mean, obviously, wow. But, you know, I see the way you speak in the seminars. I watch the way you will talk about the things that you love. I find it very hard to forget that time you saw me on the street randomly and called me amazing. I like you a lot, okay. Yeah, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe there was something Artodian about the production, because it seems watching all those willies gyrate whilst recanting Roman theatre is enough to have dispelled some of the awkwardness and make me want to just tell you outright that I wasn't daydreaming about lighting design. I was wondering how I was going to learn to ice skate so that I could impress you when the rinks open this winter, because I'd heard you talking about how much you love ice skating. That's what I was doing. Is this too awkward now? Oh. I'm gonna take it from your arm linked with mine that it's not. Yes. Yes, I'd love you. I'd love to walk you to the taxi rank and to have tea with you tomorrow. That would be lovely. Really lovely.